are you ready for a shootout against Drew Brees this week, which is what it might take?
Definitely. His team they were facing in the Saints, definitely a high-scoring offense and a very talented defense. So we have to be prepared to score when we're on offense and capitalize on possessions.
Drew Brees obviously is one of the greatest of all time. Do you appreciate that being not a 6'5" guy, that he is a smaller quarterback who has excelled in this league for a long time? Do you look at him, see what he does, and kind of pay attention to how that might help your game?
Yes, Drew is one of my favorite quarterbacks all time, somebody that I definitely watched growing up. I had a chance to meet him a couple years ago and actually see some of the things he does in the offseason and how he works and how he approaches the game. So definitely somebody that I admire. But this week we get a chance to go against each other team-wise, and I'm excited for the matchup that this team presents.
Tyrod, what is it that drew you to Drew? Obviously he's talented, but what is it about his style and what he's done that caught your
Of course, like you said, he's talented, but just from a size factor, somebody that I could compare myself to as far as moving in the pocket and finding throwing lanes and actually playing the game from the pocket.
Even back when Doug Marrone was here, but that was before your time, but everybody talks about Drew's work ethic and his practice habits. What have you garnered from him in the time that you've been here?
Just a hard worker. He's going to try to outwork anybody, any and everyone. But he brings the intensity to the workouts, very disciplined guy, and he wants success for his guys. So, he's that example whenever he leads the workout.
How much do you think it'll mean to you, to the passing game, to have Calvin Benjamin?
It's definitely big to get him in. He's a talented receiver, a big target for sure. As he continues to keep learning the playbook and the things that we're doing here, we have to find ways to give him opportunities to make plays. And that's my job. That's Rico's job. As an offense, we just have to welcome him in and allow him to go out there and play free.
Is he one of those guys where, with his size, such an advantage over most pass, would you be more apt to throw it up to him and let him go get it as opposed to maybe other wide receivers who are more close to the size of their defenders?
If you look at the plays he's made over his career, he's definitely made a bunch of contested throws. Like you said, just got to give him a chance in those opportunities where it's him one-on-one with the DB. More times than likely, he's going to have the size advantage. So we've talked and trying to get on the same page, and it's going to take reps. But just like you said, give him a chance. His ball or nobody's ball.
As a player, as a quarterback, or as just a teammate, how much do you appreciate your coaching staff and management going out in midseason and making this kind of deal? When there was so much talk earlier in the year, who knows how good this team's going to be? Some people are saying the Bills might be tanking. But for you guys now going out to make a play for a guy like Benjamin, what does it say about the team?
Some of the stuff that we preached from day one. I think the outside perception is definitely one thing. But from an inside out, we believe that this team is capable of being one of the best Bills teams. And that we have to go out there and prove it. But them making a move as far as going to get Benjamin, helping out our offense, helping out the wide receiver room, and just adding another playmaker to this team, I definitely shows that they're serious about winning, and we are as a team.
Coach Dennison said on Monday that he actually apologized to you guys for not being more effective at the start of games, start of the second half, where you guys have kind of had problems putting up points in the fashion that you'd like. What has to come together there, maybe between the guys executing on the field and coach, to maybe be more effective early in games or coming out of the locker room?
Just like you said, it boils down to us execute. Regardless of what coach calls, we have to go out there and make it work. And that relies on the players. And I take responsibility of that as well, too. So, like you said, just executing early on, getting a feel for what teams are doing, on the first couple of drives as well, too, and making those right adjustments. But execution is what it boils down to.
How big of a concern is it for you, Tyrod, that the last game you played, sacked 7 times, under siege a whole lot, and you just seem like you never often had a chance to do much of anything in the passing game?
It was a great defensive lineman, a great defensive group that we faced. As far as up front, those guys do a great job of pressuring the quarterback and pushing the pocket. Our guys fought as hard as they could. Like I said, after the game, they just beat us. And fair and square, don't make any excuses. The things we have to be able to do is look at that game with an honest eye, correct it, and I think we've done that. And moving forward, we have to just have a plan that we can go out there and execute better.
I know you may have to see it before you can give an accurate answer on this, but are you almost anticipating that just Kelvin's presence on the field will help to shift the focus of opposing defenses?
Definitely have to get out there and see how defenses view him and our offense. But it's definitely going to draw some attention. Like I said, he's had success in his years playing in the NFL, and he's definitely going to bring eyes that way. But as well as we have a bunch of playmakers possibly coming back, and a guy like Charles who also opens up things as well too. So we have to see once we get out there on the field.
When you talk about Kelvin's size and the ability to throw it up to him, how much does it accelerate the trust process when you can have that as opposed to maybe a smaller receiver that relies more on timing with you to develop in order to get a moment?
Like I said, he's definitely a big target, and some of those 50-50 jump balls, you definitely can trust that he'll make a play on it. Like I said, that's what he's made a bunch of his plays, especially in the red zone in his career, is going up and making catches, making contested catches. So I have to give him those opportunities to be able to make those plays.
All right, how much value is there, Mike? I know you make it a point to talk to receivers, especially new ones coming in the door, to kind of get the rapport with them. Is there value in you maybe talking to Joe a little bit, knowing he's thrown to Kelvin over the years?
Yeah, me and Joe have talked. He was actually the one that broke the news, or one of the guys that broke the news to me when we first got him. Just some of the things that he noticed while with Kelvin. And in Carolina, some of the things he did well, and just ways to allow him to make plays. So we've definitely had that conversation, and it will continue to go on.
Tyrod, with the weekend, how much scouting did you do of Kelvin himself? Watching what he did?
Yes, we have a cut-up that was made, and I was able to watch some plays of his and try to get a feel from him watching film. Like I said, the reps and stuff are limited. We was able to get some extra reps after practice this past, well, 2 days ago, Monday. So got to continue to keep building the chemistry mentally and on the field as well.
Typically, when you face a rookie corner, you might want to attack him, but Marshawn has played really well. Lattimore on the other side. What do you see? What makes him kind of stand out to you when you watch him on film?
Confident guy. Doesn't mind pressing, which is kind of rare sometimes in rookies. Those guys on that side of the ball, the younger guys are definitely playing well. Like I said, it's more so about confidence, and they've made some plays him in particular, early on. So got to have the right plan going against him and going out there and executing and challenging him.
Going back to the sacks, you surprised that Rick or you guys can maybe throw a little bit, a few more screens or, you know, try to get the ball up quickly off to the side, you know, just to try to negate that rush?
That's looking back at his base. Definitely something that we could have done. I wouldn't say it caught me by surprise. I think coaches and players definitely learned from that game what we could do better, and I think we've attacked that so far.
Trey White, for the second time after a game, blamed himself for the team losing as a leader, even though he's a defensive player. Would you ever go to him and say, look, kid, don't be so hard on yourself?
Absolutely. Of course, I mean, guys, you never want to let teammates down, but this game doesn't boil down to him. It was a collective effort. We all took our fair share in that loss. Definitely, like you said, as a young guy, you don't want him to get down on himself. He's a very good player. Got to continue to keep playing with confidence for the rest of the season, because we're going to need him to make plays.